This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, an absolute pleasure to have Anna Petridis join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I am just impressed to see that you're going to be at this Cake, Bake and Sweet show coming up, because seeing you on My Kitchen Rules, I know that sweets are sort of part of your forte, and particularly the Freak Shake. For those who haven't sort of seen the amazing creations that you can make, what is the Freak Shake?
The Freak Shake is like, we took sort of the humble milkshake and made it something super special. So I have two shops here in Canberra now, two patisseries, and because we are a dessert cafe, the Freak Shake had to be a dessert. So everything had to be made in-house. So everyone else's version of, inverted commas, the Freak Shake is going to like Woolies or Coles and buying heaps of like just junk and putting it in a jar, but that's not how it works. Like, I like to pick a theme for each Freak Shake, and every element of it has to work with each other element, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I've got a gay time themed one. So every part of the Freak Shake is like, oh, this is a gay time. Like, I wanted to take people back to that sort of that feeling of biting into an awesome gay time. So, it's quite a laborious process. Like, it starts in my bakery where I come up with the ingredients and the flavors, and I will do all the experimentation, put together the recipes, and then we start production. So the bakery starts making all the ingredients for it, and then we transport it into the shops where I train those at the shake station.
Yeah, because it's not...
recipe cards on the walls, and they make them for service.
It's not as simple as just a few extra scoops of chocolate powder. This is, like, the pictures that I've seen are marshmallows and brownies and pretzels and all kinds of crazy. Have you ever seen anyone dare to pull out their, like, fitness app and check the calories in one of these?
Oh, we get asked all the time, and we go, oh, sorry, we don't say the C word here. And they're like, oh.
I think people should know better.
I think it's just better not to know. Having said that, like, obviously, like, it's pretty calorie heavy, but we do, because it's all made in-house, like, we actually don't add, like, any preservatives or, like, minimal artificial coloring and things like, and for example, sugar. Like, I like to maintain the integrity of the product. So if I'm using chocolate, I will not add sugar, because chocolate is sweet enough.
Mm.
And we actually use a really good quality unhomogenized milk. So we try and keep it as like pure as possible.
So when it comes to the Cake, Bake and Sweet show, what are you going to be doing there?
Well, obviously I'm going to be demonstrating my Freak Shakes. I'm actually releasing a new line of Freaks next week. I like to change them up every few months, purely because I get bored, and also going into winter, people like, you know, more comforting, like caramels and more chocolates and all that sort of stuff, which is fun.
Mm.
So I'll be doing that, and I'll also be, in between making my Freak Shakes, I've got half an hour, I'm going to make my honeycomb, because the biggest request I get on Instagram when I post a photo of one of our cakes is how I do our honeycomb, because it's very, very bubbly and very thick. So I'm going to make my honeycomb and also show how we assemble one of our layer cakes. We get asked that all the time. I'm not a trained pastry chef. I'm just really, like, I have a good eye for detail, and it's quite easy for me to learn this sort of stuff, because I'm so passionate about it, and I have a really creative brain. So I just can't wait. Like, I love to talk, obviously, as you can tell. So talking to a crowd full of people is kind of my forte.
I wonder though, like you mentioned you get requests just on Instagram. For you now with friends and family, do you get the request to make dessert when you pop over to their house on a Saturday night?
Oh, I just bring it. I just go to the bakery. I'm like, okay, what's in the bakery? Great. I'll just grab one of those. I'm actually too busy to cook myself at home, but it always goes down a treat. Like, my best friend was in town a couple of days ago, and I bought over one of our new, like, we bought a new range of, like, dessert pies in our cabinet in the shop. And I was so excited. And I was just like, it was like I made it myself. That's okay.
What's the most challenging dessert for you to make?
Challenging dessert. It's actually putting together the Freak Shake. Like, when I'm thinking about a new one, I spend a good 2 weeks, like, sleepless, all night, thinking about it, how it's going to work, how I'm going to extrapolate the best flavor. Like, for example, the gay time one was a pretty big challenge. Actually, that's probably the biggest challenge putting together, because it had to taste exactly like a gay time without cheating and using gay time ice cream. And it was quite hard. And it literally, like, 2 a.m. popped into my brain. I was like, oh, my God, I got to write it down. I'm like, I bet dulce de leche, I bet that will work, where it's mixed with milk and ice cream. And it was right. It tasted exactly like a gay time.
The experience just sounds so vivid. You get sweet dreams, you get delicious flavouring desserts. Like, run us through, as we finish up here, the experimentation phase. How does that work?
Well, I write it all down, and I draw a picture of how I want it to look. So I draw a picture with little labels around the picture to make sure that the visuals will work. because it has to be easy for my staff to put together in the shop as well. It can't be a special one that only I can magically put together. So I go ahead and make all the flavors in the bakery, and then I just blend and taste, and I make 10 or 20 different freak shakes until I whittle down. Like, and it has to balance as well. It has to taste balance and actually has to physically balance. So obviously I put things on top of these things. They can't just fall off as soon as you put them on. So it's actually quite a process. Like, it's very, very delicate because there's high expectation for these things, you know. Everyone's posting photos of these things on Instagram. They have to look like the picture. Otherwise, it's not okay.
That's it, isn't it? I mean, when you see the picture and you've waited in your line for 45 minutes at your cafes, your patisseries, and then you go, "What?" If it came out as a green smoothie, I'm pretty sure there would be, like, outcry in the streets.
Oh, God, yeah. And I'm actually really psycho. So, like, I train the staff and they have all their pictures on the walls and their recipes of how it's supposed to be. And I watch Instagram and Facebook 24/7. And if I see a customer photo of one that doesn't look okay, they get a very snippy phone call from me. And they're like, "Oh, my God, what a stalker." I'm like, yes.
Well,
it's actually pretty cool. Like, I've got a vegan one, so I've catered to that people, that crowd. And that's gone really, really well. Dairy-free people who want to enjoy Freak Shake or who just want something lighter, it's there. And I'm actually working on a clean freak at the moment. I've been chatting with Anytime Fitness and they put the idea to me to create something and gave me some new awesome protein powder. I was like, you know what? Yes. So I'm going to give it a go next week and see what I come up with.
Oh, well done, Anna. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you at the show.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there. Thanks for the call.